Hey, it's Michelangelo, and I've got a treat for you. This is a good one. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
All right. I've been going through the archives of the Armstrong Getty Show, and this is, I think, one of my favorite pieces of audio that I found in quite a while. Let's see. The year was 2003. July of 2003. Armstrong Getty have done a lot of great charity work over the 20 years that I've worked with them. It was an event to help raise money for breast cancer. And this particular event, they wanted to have celebrity models. Armstrong Getty were backstage with regular-looking models, male and female. Now, as longtime A&G listeners know, Jack is pretty prudish when it comes to nudity. He talks about it in this segment about how uncomfortable it was for him to be back there with, quote, good-looking people. So in typical A&G fashion, they're able to take this slice of life and make it hilarious. There's a lot of relatables in the segment. We can all relate to being in the locker room and being uncomfortable with other naked people, usually because those people are proud to walk around naked because they've got a good body. Me, on the other hand, I'm covering myself up in a robe. You know, nobody needs to see that. So let's go back to 2003 and listen to this funny segment, the day that Armstrong and Getty became models.
Honored last night to get the opportunity to help with a good fundraising event to raise money to fight breast cancer, which is always, you know, always a cool thing.
Yes, indeed. Yep. And generally when a charitable organization asks us for help, we show up.
But usually we don't have to model. We're actually our only job last night was to be models. They had they were going to model a bunch of different clothes. They had a bunch of real professional models they had hired.
Dozens.
And some celebrity models.
That's right.
And
oddly, we were among the celebrities.
Yeah, we were among the minor end of the celebrities.
Yeah.
To set the scene somewhat, we did this modeling. This whole entire event was held in a tent. And because it's been hotter than hell lately, it was like 150 degrees in this tent.
Yes.
To no fault of anyone, but it was very, very, very warm.
Yes.
And I have have you ever modeled, actually modeled before?
Like this? Not that I recall. No.
I've shown up to things where I kind of half modeled, but never an actual modeling experience.
The lights are flashing. You strut. Yeah. No, I haven't done that.
We actually had to get there early. They had hair and makeup artists. I don't have any hair, so that wasn't a thing for me. But Joe had to go back and have various guys fix his hair.
They had me in a groovy, groovy kind of DA 50s pompadour thing that fell about three times because it was 175 degrees and I was pouring sweat like a New York busboy.
And I don't know if you've ever watched those modeling shows like on CNN or anything like that, but it looked just like that in that they had a men's section and a women's section, this little cramped room with racks of clothes. And everybody was naked. Everybody's naked. You're just supposed to find your clothes and put them on, and you go out and do your modeling, and then you come back and change clothes again, and everybody's naked. Like 50 naked guys crammed into this little tiny hot, sweaty room rubbing up against each other. The problem being that 90% of them were 19-year-old hard bodies who enjoyed being naked to show off their ripped, ripped bodies.
Yes, reveled in it. Most of the time people were in their briefs. But there's certainly enough bare ass.
I don't know about you. I don't stand around in my underwear in front of men either.
No. Not in front of a bunch of hard boys with a 19-year-old girl with a body that looks like it's computer-generated walk by. Well, my man breasts are hanging out. I'm trying to get into a ridiculously inappropriate outfit. It was literally like the dream you have that you wake up for and say, holy crap. Oh, it's like the naked at work dream.
It was.
At work and we were practically naked among a bunch of good-looking people. It was sickening.
First thing when we got there, we walk into this room where everybody's changing clothes, and it was supposed to be men and women, but they kind of mixed now and then because everybody's pretty and it all kinds of mixed together and everything like. And all these guys are standing around, either shirtless or just in their underwear, just standing there, just hanging out because they like being naked and showing themselves off.
Yes.
And I am incredibly uncomfortable with being cramped in with all these half-naked people and then me being expected to also stand there as a 40-year-old as opposed to a 19-year-old hard-body model, but as a 40-year-old with man-hoots and a belly. You know, I just
40-year-old radio guy.
I don't want to stand there in front of all these people.
And I just felt so left out. I was one of the few without nipple rings.
And it was just, it was absolutely the, it was the, and they had this rack of clothes, and you're supposed to go find your name. And as we're going through the name looking for Jack Armstrong or Joe Getty, all these guys, they all had names like Brett and Rhett and Sven and
Clavin, Troy, you know. The, right, yeah, exactly.
Colin, I mean, they were
Jody.
And all these hard bodies standing around bumping into you and rubbing up against you, and you're squashed between two guys. You're squashed between one guy's pecs and another guy's quadricep or whatever the hell.
And you got to kind of turn sideways and reach, excuse me, I need to grab that. You're rubbing up against not one but two sweaty men for the purpose of getting out your ridiculously inappropriate clothing, which I want to get to in a second. But listen, the scene backstage, it's in a giant on-air conditioned tent. They happily had big fans blowing the burning hot air around. It's like being in a, on a rotisserie. But they had this cramped hallway partitioned off, which always had 50 people in it, at least 50 people. Then they had those two little connected tent dressing rooms that had roughly 75 people in them each, shoulder to shoulder. And at one point, I took off my tennis shoes and stepped in a giant puddle of spilled margarita. So my socks were soaking wet with sticky goo.
You hope it was margarita. I didn't see restroom facilities. Right.
Well, I was told it was margarita. Margarita, it was yellow. I took their word for it.
I hate pretty people. Hate them. They think that their sense of entitlement drives me crazy. They're so proud of themselves. Oh, yeah. I got this message for you. You're not going to be 19 forever. You're not going to look like that forever, all right? Someday you're going to be 40, and I'm going to come look at you naked. And you'll see how you like it. I hate pretty
people. Crouching in their bushes if necessary.
These guys were so happy to stand around shirtless. Oh, this is like the coolest thing ever. Hey, an excuse to stand around shirtless in public.
With this a bunch of people of both sexes are circulating
this
around.
Is what I've been waiting for my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
Quit rubbing up against me, Troy or Bruce or Rhett or whatever the hell your name is. Pretty people.
And so then we find out what we're supposed to wear. We had never seen this. There were a couple of people who asked us our size a few weeks ago, various sizes.
Asked my shoe size, though. There were no shoes.
There were no shoes. Yeah, that was quite the urgent piece of business a couple of days ago. Joe, I'm out in the parking lot. What's your shoe size?
11.
Oh, good. Well, it turns out there are no damn shoes. But the first thing, we were wearing like Harley fashions, but fashions. Luckily, thank God it's 175 degrees. We didn't have to put on leather jackets.
Just Hawaiian shirts with the Harley logo. That was easy. We walk out
fabulous.
In the crowd. People cheered. They don't know who we are. I'm miserable. Why we walk off the stage?
Because they didn't announce who any of the alleged celebrities were. We were just people. Thank God a certain number of people recognized us and cheered. But the second thing we were in was bicycle fashions. Except not fashions. Like you're in the Tour de France gear. Skin tight spandex.
Bicycle shorts and those little zip-up sleeveless tops that are just you're like wearing to your skin. How embarrassing.
Constantly trying to pull down spandex over my love handles. Trying to suck in my gut and figure out a way to suck in my man hoots in front of hundreds of people. It was like it was punishment for a crime we'd committed.
Stay here, more to come. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Poor Joe and Jack. But it is a funny idea to think of Joe Getty in tight spandex. I can't picture that these days. Actually, I don't want to picture that. I really don't want to picture that. So the guys went to a quick commercial break, and then they came back, and they had a few more words to talk about their day of modeling.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. We are Armstrong and Getty. A couple of more things about our modeling situation that I want to make clear. First of all, because we're going to get, like, phone calls today from people who organize the event. Great event. Happy to help. Nice event. Good cause.
The people on the other side of the curtain, I think, did great. Enjoyed a delicious meal, and Andre Agassi was there and everything else.
We just need to do a better job of managing our lives and careers and not agree to things without knowing what we're doing. Because I don't have any need to embarrass myself at this point in my life.
Good Lord, no.
You want me to model like regular clothes if the cause is right and the situation is right? Fine. You know, if khaki pants and a shirt, something like that. But I don't need to be walking around in bicycle clothes, tight little sleeveless shirt.
It's freaking idiotic.
If I
Why would you put me in literally skin tight, like a wetsuit, bicycle shirt?
Well, you know,
what the hell?
I'm pretty sure that Joe Getty just broke an FCC obscenity law by describing that situation.
Well, first of all, think of it this way. Why do models exist?
To make the rest of us feel bad?
To make the clothes look better.
Yeah.
To convince you that I'll look like that in that dress. I'll look like that in that shirt. That's the point of a model.
Oh, my God. I may have made that company go under last night. That company that makes those bicycle shirts? They may start the layoffs this morning.
Well, am I right?
Yes.
That's the point of having a model.
That's right. You're a human clothes hanger.
Yes, and you make the clothes look good, and we all fall for it. We think, you know, I'm going to get those jeans, and then you put them on, you don't look the same.
Right.
But so to have us in these bicycle outfits is just is nuts.
And wrong. So very wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody out in the audience, instead of saying, wow, that looks great and sleek, I think maybe when I ride, I ought to wear one of those. Everybody said, no freaking way you're going to get me in one of those. Jesus, look at him. He looks like a sausage on the grill just at that point where the skin's about to burst and the juice leaks out.
And the celebrity, the Vlade Divac, was there. He changed clothes. Harry, man. He was there in the room, squashing there. And Andre Agassi and rest of everybody else was a professional model. And they had the model walk and the model look. And they're very happy with themselves because they're so good looking. And they've always been good looking. And when we the first time we went out there, we're all lined up. They're shouting directions. And we're at the side of the stage. And Joe and I are going to walk out together. I'm standing next to this chick who's a professional model who is impossibly beautiful. I mean, just ridiculously beautiful blonde who's dating one of the pro tennis players, which is not a surprise.
This might surprise you, but radio engineers, they don't get groupies. They just don't.
And she's using all these terms for I don't even know what they were. Are we going to do a zip-a-zit and a pirouette and a
sashay and a casual?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Done a three-point millotine?
So I just shuffled out there like the old man and Tim Conway did in the Carol Burnett show. Shovel out there, shovel around, shoveled back off stage.
like you were lost.
Like I had a load in my pants.
Yeah, geez, I was trying to put a little art into it. I mean, I figured, I've been given a job. I'd do it to the best of my ability. But Jack just wandered out to the middle. We kind of met up. Then he wandered out as if he was looking for something out to the end of the catwalk and decided to give up my keys aren't here and wandered back there and went off stage. It was great.
I was incredibly uncomfortable.
Oh.
I would not go to the grocery store dressed like that because I'd be afraid somebody would see me. I ride a bike, but I would change clothes before, for instance, I went to the grocery store because I think, well, I don't want anybody to see me like this. It'd be embarrassing. So we're walking out on this stage up high with lights and throbbing music and people cheering and or laughing.
There's a lot of that. Well, I had to play it for comedy. I mean, because it was as if I'd done something really offensive and society had sentenced me to going out on a stage under bright lights in front of hundreds of people wearing something mortifying. It was as if I'd done something terrible to deserve it.
I took a lot of pictures of Andre Agassi changing clothes, and they will be on my website, pay-per-view, later this afternoon.
NakedTennis.com.
Actually, I figure that's the closest I'm ever going to get to my dream girl, Brooke Shields. Is having met Andre Agassi.
That's not very close.
Well, I know. I thought about punching him.
Sorry to interrupt, but I got to interject here. When I first started working on the show, I remember Jack Armstrong used to say, Brooke Shields was my soulmate. I'm not quite sure why Jack felt that way, but I will say this. Brooke Shields is a beautiful woman, and I think a lot of guys would have liked to have had Brooke Shields as a soulmate.
You know, I was standing out in the parking lot, the blazing sunshine, with my little short socks I wear, soaked with margarita, walking. By the way, they were brand new out of the bag. I decided, what the hell, I'm going to model. I'll bring some new socks out of the package.
You don't want to wear socks with the dirty black bottom or whatever.
Right, with the holes, the elastics kind of shot.
When you're modeling.
And so they're soaked with margarita goo, so I'm out there in the parking lot, walking back and forth on the blacktop, trying to dry them out. You know, you leave behind the little wet footprints. Well, I was trying to do that until my feet were no longer going squish, squish. So I'm out there just really not happy, sweating like a piglet. And some beefy middle-aged broad comes up behind me and says, excuse me, step aside, coming through. I'm thinking, what the hell? And I turned around and there was the great man, Andre Agassi.
There you go.
With his phalanx of security guards and off-duty cops and hangers-on and all coming through. And I had to step aside and let his liege pass. Who is going to attempt violence against Andre Agassi? What does he have bodyguards for?
I'll tell you what, the highlight of the evening was to see a millionaire standing over there in the corner trying to hide, wearing his tighty-whities, trying to put all in his embarrassing clothes.
Miserable and impossibly hot. See, you can't leave that. I realize it's tough to convey on the radio, but you have to understand, as all of this is going on, it is impossibly hot. It's Baghdad hot.
It's like a Madonna video. It's half-naked guys covered in sweat.
Right.
All these guys
standing, and us. That's not like a Madonna.
All these guys standing around in jeans, low-slung jeans with their underwear out over the top and no shirt.
Yes.
And like posing and like really enjoying how good they look naked.
Everybody looking at each other's bodies, kind of trying to establish the pecking order. All the hot little girls thinking, I'm prettier than her.
I want you to remind you all, you're not going to look like that forever, all right? Don't think that you got some special gene that you're way ahead of us. You're not going to, all right? Call me when you're 40.
And you noticed how there is 50 of you there that look as good as you do? Well, in the next town, there's 50 more. 50 more in the town after that, all right? You're
Sven,
not so cool.
Rhett, Troy.
Why don't you put a shirt on?
Todd with two Ds.
This is the Western Hemisphere. Get a shirt on.
You know, at the time of this taping, I was 27 years old. And now I'm going to add 20 to that number in just a few months. And so I can understand how the guys feel. I do feel for Joe and Jack. They were stuck in a kind of a no-win situation. And it sounds like they weren't exactly told how the event was going to work. And Joe and Jack were good sports about it, which is good because they're good guys. And I'm glad they helped raise the money for a good cause. And the good thing is they gave both the live audience there at the event and their radio audience a good laugh. Well, thanks for joining me, Michelangelo. As I looked back at Armstrong Getty's classic archives, well, I guess that's it.